Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. It is super early. I think the earliest I've ever recorded a podcast here. Corby and I just wrapped up 2 hours with one of our top students and our IP expert, intellectual property expert, who helps us unpack our ideas into our programs that we deliver to our students. So we just had a 4:30 a.m. to 6:30 session. I said, Corb, stay on. We're going to do a little podcast here. I want to talk about like one of the biggest issues that seems to just never go away. And if you're an online fit pro, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're self-employed, you're likely struggling with this as well. It's something I struggle with. And we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics here. But before we dive in too far, just first of all, thank you for tuning in. 3 ways you can help me is to subscribe to the podcast, 2, be sure to leave a review, and 3, if something jumps out on this episode with Corby or I, then tag us and put it up on your social stories and pay it forward. All right, let's wrap up the preamble. Corby, how are you doing today, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Early to bed, early to rise.
I love it. Yeah, I wish I could have the early to bed part figured out.
Me too. I got lucky last night.
Oh, nice. We're watching Vikings now. We're on season 3.
Oh, great show.
Have you seen it?
Yes, my girlfriend loves Viking types, period movies from back in the day.
Got it.
That's right. Yeah,
the Wild Men, the Northmen. But hey, listen, for those who don't know, real quick, Corby Waters has been a personal mentor of mine. He's the head coach of the 7-Figure Mastermind, and he's played a crucial role for so many of our students hitting new milestones. And the point of the podcast isn't to rant and rave with how amazing our members are doing, but maybe to shed some light on probably the biggest battle each and every one of them are facing, including, I think, anyone listening is facing. I asked Corby, hey, what's the number one issue going on, like in our group? What does our group need more of? How can we support them more? What does it always go back to, Corby?
Focus. Focus is the key. I think a lot of fit pros and other coaches or entrepreneurs in general, focus is their main issue. I think the easiest way to explain it is they have commitment ADD, you know. That's the best way to put it. They can't stay one path and see it through to the end. And I think my difference and your difference is when we started, a lot of these things weren't available. So you had to see something through to even figure out if it worked. Mm-hmm. There was no way to like quickly test something and then test something else and then test something else and do that in a month. You had to build the whole thing, put all the effort in, and then put it to the market and see if they liked it. And if they didn't like it, you try something different. Mm-hmm. Now you can have to do something, test it, not knowing if it would have turned the corner if you would have stuck the course.
Are you saying there's almost like too many outs? If this Instagram strategy doesn't work, I'll jump to this Facebook strategy. And if this Facebook thing doesn't work, I'll start my podcast up. And if this podcast thing doesn't work, I'll go check out maybe Pinterest. If that Pinterest doesn't work, I heard YouTube's pretty good. Are you saying it's just like too many models, too many options, too many channels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the one word answer. I'm sure you heard about the peanut butter study that happened in Canada many years ago, right? With the 24, never?
Corby, you educate me.
All right. Years ago, it was late 80s, early 90s, right in that area. In Canada, they wanted to find the best peanut butter. So they put 24 different types of peanut butters on the store shelves. And they sold very well that week. And they sat down and said, we need to try this promotion again. So they took the 6 best-selling of the 24 peanut butters, and they put those on the shelf, and sales doubled immediately. They said, which one sold the best out of those? So then they took just 2 peanut butters and did the same experiment, and it tripled after that. So what happens is when you reduce a person's number of options, they have a tendency to stay with something longer. So when I was a kid, if you wanted to work out, there was only Body for Life. there was no other programs out there, period. So yeah,
it's pretty much an it's like impossible to screw up body for life too. You get three weight training workouts, three HIIT workouts, six meals a day, three of those are shakes, three of those are whole foods. It's like, how can you possibly screw that up?
Yeah. And it was no calories. You just ate one protein, one carb, and what was it? Some vegetables, two meals a day.
And that, if you look at that book, it's interesting, Body for Life. You could do a whole podcast on just the build of that book and 75 pages of that book. So I dissected that book, by the way. The first 10 to 15 pages of that book is just theory. It's just explaining why the program will work. And then another about 50, 60 pages is actually the plan. And then guess what's the rest of the book? 75 pages of before and after photos.
Yeah.
It's just convincing people that if you do this, it will actually work. And it's, are you sure? Just this, these few things, that's all I need to do? Yeah.
But the thing about it, how many people did he help with that basic plan?
Oh man, tens of thousands.
Like there were no, there
hundreds
were no
of, maybe split. Hundreds.
Yeah. Like I did the program to train for my wedding to my ex-wife, of course, but I did the program to train for my wedding. I lost 38 pounds in 4 months and was at just over 8% body fat. And I didn't even know there was a macro. I never even heard of macros until 4 years ago.
Right. So where's the lack of focus? Like, where's the pressure coming? Maybe at our last event, it was funny. I think one of the biggest takeaways, and it's hard to believe like this is a takeaway, but I think this is where the coaching becomes even more valuable. One of the biggest takeaways was that we told everybody that, hey, before this event begins, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to feel fire hosed. All right. We're not going to apologize for that. We are going to push you. We want you to get pushed. It's okay to be sore in the gym. It's, oh, you'll never be sore. No, it's okay. It's okay to get sore. It's okay to get pushed, but we have to learn how to manage it. So what we told our members is that we need to identify one or two core projects from this next 2.5 days of masterminding that you're going to implement the next 90 days. That's it. Just take one or two core principles or two projects, things that you learn. And some members, it was, I'm just going to concentrate on building a world-class program. My program is just not good enough. And that's it. That's all. That's her one thing for the next 90 days. Other people, I'm just going to focus on amazing content. Other people, I'm going to dial in my DMs. Other people, I'm just going to focus on getting my closing up to over 70%. And it's talk about the why were our members so like relieved when they heard that?
Because it gives you what I like to call something to look at. It's one main thing to look at. So if you translate this to gym terms, I love to say this. When guys go in the gym, if they want to figure out who's the strongest, what exercise do they choose? None of them ever choose squats. Why not choose squats? Like it's a better barometer, but what does every guy choose? Bench press.
Yeah.
I never said nobody goes and say, who's the strongest? Let's do a military press. I've never heard that. It's always the bench press. Even for the NFL, what do? Bench press as the overall gold standard for strength. So because of that, what do most guys who go to the gym focus on?
Bench press, yep.
What's your bench? If you ever hear a guy, nobody ever says, so what's your squat? I've never heard nobody say that. So cool, what do you squat? Never. Because bench is the magic number. So if I know that, I want to make sure if I work out, lift weights, I'm going to have a high bench. So if we tell people, look, you only need to focus on this one thing. So if they focus on engagement for 90 days, here's the thing. If you do it for 90 days, you're going to be good at it after 90 days. You're going to probably suck day one through 30. You're going to be okay because you're dialing in based on engagement if you're paying attention. But that last 30 days, you're going to catch a rhythm. It's going to start to make sense. You got the habit built. So now you built that one habit between events. You spent 90 to 120 days doing one thing and you got really good. So as Vince likes to joke, it's the one play way. So if you do that one play for the next 90 days, that could really change the trajectory of your business. Now you might not see it this year, but you'll see it next year.
Yeah. And I think that's where quality coaching comes into play, where the coach, I've always found that the best coaches are the ones that are not attached to specific timeframes where we have to do this. And it's like, hey, listen, if we just help you with these two things this year, we just help you build a world-class program and get your closing percentage up over 60, 70% consistently. you're going to hit these targets that you said you want to hit. And I think what a lot of people are looking for is just reassurance that focus pays off.
I totally agree. Perfect example. I'm doing a coaching call last night. One of the members, he said, Corby, I want to get to consistent 30,000 months. I said, hey, no problem. It's easy. How many, what's your closing percentage? He goes, what's about 60? No. I just need a number, like an actual number, not about, just tell me the real number. So he goes, it's about 60 to 70%. I said, okay, great. Let's look at your last 3 months of calls. So guess what his closing percentage was? 42%. I don't know what the exact word is, but I'm just going to use the word that my mother would always say. It's the illusion of confusion. Right. So I'm like, dude, if you don't know your numbers, you can't get to the next level. So I would have built a plan for you based on an illusion. You think you're better than you really are. And we all have that issue.
Yeah. So that's so true. Yeah. And then what happens is they put us in the corner where this is what happens to an amateur coach. They feel like they just need to keep impressing the client. And then eventually the client's gone through all your magic tricks and there's nothing to show. And they say, hey, your coaching doesn't work. But the coach actually never dug in to find out if there was compliance around the basics. Exactly. And not just compliance, but if the execution was effective. So, okay, you're doing your squats, you're doing your benches, you're doing your deadlifts. Let's take a look at how you're doing them now. And that's the next level of focus, not in what to do, but how well you're doing it. Well, that could take you down the rabbit hole for another couple of years. It's, okay, I thought I was actually really good at closing 60, 70%. Maybe I was going to move on to the next thing. Then you find out somebody else is charging $6,000 for their 12-week program and you're charging $2,000. You could be like, maybe I could spend the next year just focusing on getting my price up, maintaining this closing percentage, and that's it. But it's that focus. It's going deeper, not wider. Why is this not sexy though? That's the problem.
Hey, I always say push-ups not sexy either, but everybody that comes home from jail is mega big. It doesn't have to be sexy, just has to work. So here's what I've learned, like in terms of focus. So I told the guy last night, I said, hey, look, let's actually get you closing up to a real 60% and you'll be at 30,000. He's like, yeah, but I want to do that. No.
That's a problem.
Let's just fix this one thing, because based on the number of leads you got coming in, if we get your actual closing rate to 60% like you think it is, that would be 7 extra sales, which would make you another $11,000, which will put you at 30 grand. So you don't need to change anything in your marketing, nothing right now. Let's just fix this one thing. And he was so focused on trying new techniques. What about this person doing this and enough? What you're doing will make you 30,000. Let's get the 30,000 on a recurring basis. And then we add some strategies, but you don't need to add a new strategy. The new strategy is learn how to close.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that's where the breakthroughs are, when people just trust that and say, okay, all right, I'm going to just focus on engagement for the next 90 days. I'm just going to focus on telling better stories. Every book I read is going to be related to better stories. I'm going to come up with a story bank. I'm going to learn how to use metaphors with these stories. I'm going to test out different calls to actions with these stories. It's just like that one thing in itself, like that is a skill set you can live off of for a long time. It'll transfer into podcasts you do in the future, YouTube channel in the future, interviews on TV in the future. And it's, if you skip that, what?
Keeping your kids engaged when you're trying to tell them a story, because kids right. don't listen for 30 seconds. How long is this going to take, Dad?
Exactly. So I think there's such short-sightedness in the strategies that do work, but it's almost too simple. And I think that throws people off, because it's actually now going to require them to get involved in the process and actually make it, actually get better at these strategies, which is now just good old-fashioned work.
I don't think I should be sharing this on your podcast, but it's so good, I got to share it.
Okay. We'll get the exclusive.
One thing I teach in sales is this: numbers never lie. Egos do.
I love it.
Yeah, numbers never lie. Egos do. So the thing that was hurting the guy was his ego. He had the illusion of, I'm way better than I am. So he built this whole routine around the fact that he was closing 60%.
No, you're not.
That one small error made him think that his marketing wasn't working, because he didn't keep accurate numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very powerful. So that, because you can't fix what you fake. If you're closing 60%, that's fantastic. We could say just bump up your price, but they're going to still be operating from illusion and they'll probably still say it's 60%. And then they're like, hey, but it's, I'm not making more money. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Data. We need data, not drama. So,
not drama. I'm writing that down. That's good.
You like that. Yeah. We need data, right? It's they bring drama to the call. If you bring drama to the call, then it's like, what are we fixing here? But if you bring data to the call, it's just identifying the greatest constraint in the process. And that's where we can say, hey, over the next 12 to 15 months, if you just work with us just trust us for the next 12 months, let's just help you with your engagement on your content, having productive conversations, and a simple sales system. Just those three things. You're not going to recognize your bank account in 12 months from now. But what about like that? Yeah. So how do you manage the, how about this though? How about this though? How about this though?
It's two ways to manage it. It's the first version. And a lot of coaches and fit pros and entrepreneurs suffer from this. It's called the make the client happy disease. So they say, what about this? So it's not in my best interest as a friend, Vince, and as a, you know, consultant person working with your company, say, hey, Vince, you should really start to dig in on Pinterest. I hear there's a lot of good stuff there. You go book on me. We got a YouTube channel going. We got Instagram going. We got Facebook going. We got live events going. But Pinterest is an untapped market, Vince. And then you go down the rabbit hole for the next 3 years trying to build infographics and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, if you just focused on what the play is already that we're running, you could have probably doubled the company, but learning how to use Pinterest, understanding the marketing, all that stuff takes hours. And it takes hours away from the things that you should be focusing on. The thing is, most of the entrepreneurs that come into our business, they already have jobs. They already have careers. They already have all these things. So it's very important to get them to focus on a limited number of things because they're able to execute it in a limited number of hours. And you can't execute the same number of things a full-time person can if you're part-time. So you need to make your part-time full-time mentality by focusing only on three things. So if I was a new fit pro in theory, I'd build a world-class program to the best of my ability, whatever that is. The second thing I would do is I would develop a really killer way to get people to say yes on the phone. And the third thing, I would pick one platform and do my absolute best to grow my following on that platform. So since I'm in my 40s, in my case, the people I would probably be looking for won't be on Instagram. So in my case, I would say I work on building a Facebook something or other, either a group, the number of friends I got or something like that. And I spend 1 year just doing that. And I'll just repurpose the content on Instagram, not really focused on it. So I could just start building a bank of, you know, content on Instagram. That's it. And just do that for 1 year. And then I check back in it and say, Vince, after a year, I have 4,000 people in my Facebook group. I'm making $11,000 a month. What do I do from here to maximize this? Okay, Corby, let's take a look at what's going on in your group. Okay, you could do this. You could do these types of lives in your group. You could do this. Oh, so I need to do lives in my groups now? Yeah. So now you say, okay, for the next 6 months, Corby, I want you to do lives. So now I'm going to get books around how to be good on camera, what to say when I'm on camera. See, so the play determines what I need to learn. So my new play is learn how to do lives. So for the next 6 months, what am I going to do? I suck on camera. So by default, I'm going to just need to look up new workouts. I'm going to get a book, how to look good on camera, how to do this, how to do that. So by the end of 6 months, hey, Vince, guess what? My group grew to 6,000 and now I'm making 16,000 a month. Okay, what's the next play? And then, but people want a new play every 3 weeks.
It's true. Can I tell you something? I don't know if I should share this on my podcast. So I got to steal your line, but true story. And people get a crack out of this because we know the results our members are producing. And we know that we're producing so many producers because of this simplicity and less is more, and just ensuring that the execution and the results are there before even asking. Like, you have to earn the right to ask about the next thing. All right. I'm a huge believer, like in the bodybuilding world, Corby, you have to earn your volume. Like, you can't start following Arnold's encyclopedia of bodybuilding where he's doing 2-day workouts. You start with full body workouts and you squeeze as much juice out of the intensity you can get from full body workouts, which would be 4 sets of body part. And then you earn the right to do a 2-day split, which is where you do an upper lower. All right. So now you get maybe 8 sets per body part. but your endurance and capacity's gone up so you can sustain this intensity as well. And then you earn the right to do a 3-day split. That could be another 3 to 6 months. And then you earn the right to do a 4-day split. Might have upper, lower, but you got a push day, pull day, hip day, quad day. And then you earn the right to do a 5-day split. But right there, the progression from a one, you know, full body to a 5-day split, to eventually a 6-day split, to eventually a twice a day training program, that could be a 10-year journey. But you get these beginners who are like, hey, when am I ready for the 2-day split? I'm like, dude, like you just like skip, like you just disrespected professional athletes who've been doing this their entire lives that have worked their way up to there for the last 15 plus years. Who do you think you are? And it's the same thing in business, right? I'm going to say this because I think people get a crack out of it. I don't even know what an Instagram reel is. I was asking our team yesterday, fortunately, I got guys on my team I can ask, but what's a reel? How do you do a reel? I'm like, Vince, you're the top business coach in the world. Don't you know what an Instagram reel is? No. Why do I need to know what a reel is? Vince, what about TikTok? I don't even have a TikTok account. Oh, but the engagement's crazy. I'm telling you, these are the coaches that set their students up for failure because they don't teach them how to master the basics and work from the bottom and lay a foundation and actually earn those platforms where they've got a message, they've got a marketplace, they've got a process for getting leads and closing leads where that stuff can actually work.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in the gym. It's like the beginner messing around with a BOSU ball with one leg up in the air. And they're also trying to, with one eye closed, they're doing circus exercises. It's like, guys, yeah, you look like a clown in the gym. Like it's like you're just jumping from magic trick to magic trick. All right. So you're this guy's got all these neat magic tricks, but you don't have the foundation in place. So you're a one trick pony. You're one trick pony and you just keep looking for the latest thing. And they're always ignoring like the fundamentals, your marketplace, your offer, your messaging, and a unique story and a story that connects all the dots. And like that's the hardest stuff, those four things right there. Marketplace, offer, messaging, and story. All the other strategies and tactics are easy. So I think it's our job to keep people just focused on one or two things per 90 days, things that are constraining their personal revenue at the moment and giving them the confidence that if you just execute on this and you do it well and you come to us for feedback to ensure you're getting the progress that we need from this, you'll earn the next tactic. You've got to earn the next tactic. You've got to earn the next strategy.
I agree. I think you're going to laugh at this. One of my strongest things about being a coach is I'm real good at saying no. I don't even let them go down the rabbit hole. I'm real good at no, you shouldn't do that. And here's my reasons why you could do it, but here's my reason why you shouldn't do it. And I think that's one of my big strengths as a coach, because I usually don't let people go down bunny trails. So yeah. Think about it. Even if you take something simple like Sue, one little tweak in her sales process added 60 grand a month in her income. If you look at Craig, he's only been here 1 month. He says, Corby, what do? I said, well, you don't have a program. So let's create a program first. 4 days later, he calls me back. Corby, I got the program. What's next? Great. Because he was already training in the gym. So he just put it on paper. So what do I do next? I said, great. You need to create a case study. Okay, done. 4 days later, what I need to do now, we're going to create a SMS post. Okay, great. 2 days later, done. Okay, now what, Corby? I said, okay, now it's time to launch the SMS post. So he launched the SMS post. He gets some response. He says, how do I talk to him? I said, oh yeah, go to our DM chat scripts. 2 days later, he's done. He has 6 appointments. What I do now, Corby? Go to the tic-tac-toe training. And so the whole thing I've been doing with him has been taking 3 minutes at a time. He texts me. I text him back next move because he said he didn't want a game plan. He just wants his next move.
Yeah. Smart, super smart guy. Actually, let's wrap it up there and teach our listeners how to be a great client. And in fact, how to be a great client in a bad program. Right. So for all of our people who are in bad coaching programs right now, let's teach them how to get something out of it. So if you're in a coaching program, the coach might be giving out too much info. He might be changing his mind all the time, he's taking one day you're doing reels, the next day you're doing TikTok, now you're back on Instagram, now you're doing Facebook group, now he's talking about YouTube, next thing he's, you know, all over the place. So what do you do with that coach? It's okay. My coach has red shiny object syndrome. All right. He does know what he's doing. He has some great ideas, but he's all over the map. So the student has to now rein the coach in and just say, hey, just give me my next step. So the student ends up making the coach really good at what he does. The student coaches the coach up and the student ends up being a great success story. The coach ends up learning that, oh, maybe I should run my coaching program like this instead. So we're helping all the students in bad coaching programs make their coach better.
Absolutely. Like I always say, the only way to be only time is good to be all over the map if you're a musician on tour. Otherwise, not good for business.
And that's yeah, that's good. That's good. Hey guys, I hope there was a lot of helpful takeaways. Any final thoughts on this subject?
Yeah. Do less, make more.
Yeah. Do less, make more. Yeah, guys, if you're looking for like a million things to do at once, that's not us. Because what we found is that when you have too much going on, you have what we call activity. And it's not hard to be an entrepreneur and be busy. That's not an achievement to work 16 hours a day. It's like the guy in the gym that needs 400 reps to build his side laterals. I'm like, dude, if you have to do 400 reps to build your side delts, you're clearly not doing the reps properly. It's if you have to work 16 hours a day, what are you doing with your time? Working out for 2 hours a day is not hard. It's stupid. Because how high can your intensity be in the gym, Corby? If we're working out for 2 hours, we're not working at max threshold. We're at an aerobic level. It's like a marathon. Anybody can finish a marathon. The question is, do you come in before they take the finish line down and you're going through in the dark and there's nobody there?
Except the three people who came there for you.
Yeah, exactly. So the question isn't, can you work hard? The question isn't, can you work long? Like, you got to stop finding your pride in being the hardest working guy in the room. That's stupid. You have to find your pride in being the smartest person, the smartest working person in the room, the guy that can do less, but does the right things effectively and makes progress and just embraces their race and knows, hey, this is going to take some time, but I'm just going to do the right thing at the right time and I'll build my right life. So I think if you can just have reassurance that you're working on the right things, you're gonna go so far. That's my promise to people.
If you do the right things, you'll end up with the right things in your life. That's how I feel.
I love it. Awesome. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoy that. That was Coach Corby Waters and Vinny hanging out with you today. If you found some value in this, Corb, do you want people to tag you on social media? You like to stay under the radar, don't you?
I do, but I guess they can tag me because it helps 7-figure mastermind.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. So tag me, tag Corby, and just take a screenshot of this episode and share it with one other fit pro, an entrepreneur, somebody who's self-employed, anybody that just wants to escape the overwhelm and get into overdrive mode just by going slow though. Slow equals fast. It's a counterintuitive way of going through life, but it's the way that actually works. Thanks for your attention. Thanks for your time. We'll have Corby back here in the near future. If there's any specific topics, let us know what you'd like us to cover together in a future episode. And thanks for tuning in. Take care, everybody.